Every other week, KDWA News is able to catch up with Chief John Townsend at the Hastings Fire Department. And as you've heard in our last couple of batches of fire updates, since the first of the year, the department has been extremely busy.
It's been a busy beginning to the year. For example, yesterday we had just over 20 calls for the day. We had about a 4 or 5 hour stretch where all three ambulances were out on the road going from call to call to call. So it's been pretty busy.
Hastings Fire responded to a dryer fire on Tuesday night on the 800th block of 15th Street. Now the fire wasn't that severe and everything was extinguished fairly quickly, but dryer fires, especially in a basement, can be tricky.
Well, I think, you know, the things that make things a little bit more difficult to us are obviously access and, of course, how far developed the fire is. If there's high heat and heavy smoke and low visibility and it's difficult to move around in that space, it can make it much more difficult for us. But, you know, houses that, you know, have open spaces and clear paths from one place to another make it a little bit easier. And then, of course, where the fire is and how deep-seated it is are the things that make it a little bit more difficult for us. Fortunately, the dryer fire was contained to the dryer and was pretty straightforward.
The best way to prevent dryer fires or any other appliance fires is just by keeping them maintained. And sometimes new homeowners or renters don't understand how a lint trap might work. Chief Townsend with some helpful tips.
Yeah, certainly regular maintenance and cleaning. And with dryers, of course, there's the vent in a lot of areas for lint to collect, which eventually over time will collect on the motors and things like that. And as motors heat up, even in your washer, those motors can get hot enough and start a fire. So it's important to maintain those appliances at all times, whether it's your laundry or your dishwasher or your furnace. Regular maintenance and cleaning and keeping them operating at their best efficiency are going to help avoid any problems down the road. Example of that would be simple things like a lot of times people will turn those devices on and then leave the home. If you run them when you're not home and something goes wrong, certainly those fires have a longer time before someone discovers them. And by the time someone discovers a fire that nobody's home at, it's usually pretty deep-seated and fully involved. So, you know, not utilizing those pieces of equipment unless you're home and able to keep an eye on them is certainly important. And the same thing goes for cooking. Certainly don't be doing that while you're not home or operating any of those appliances that could potentially cause heat.
Over this past month, Hastings Fire has responded to an exorbitant amount of gas leaks or gas-related calls. I asked Townsend when listeners should make the call to 911 and fix the problem or diagnose something else.
You know, I think the advice is if you're not sure, you call and we'll come out. And if it's simple and easy, that's fine. And if it's something that you can figure out yourself, maybe, then, you know, certainly that kind of depends on someone's comfort level. But certainly if someone is unsure and they smell gas, they should call 911. You know, when we do get those types of gas odor calls, sometimes it's nothing and sometimes it's as simple as the pet that lives in the house has bumped the knob on the stove and gas is running. So things like that, you know, sometimes it's as simple as a sewer gas smell in the house because the water trap in the basement has dried out. So instead of having the water in the trap that keeps the sewer gas out, the trap is dry and now you have a rotten smell in your house. So just kind of keeping an eye on the things that are in your house that can cause those problems. Certainly a big help, but certainly if someone smells gas, they should call. And during the summertime, the things we see is someone maybe digging and hitting the gas line in their yard. So, of course, always calling before you dig and understanding what the risks may be.